This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Another resignation within the Trump administration. This time it is Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen who leaves after 16 months on the job. She gave no specific reason, but analysts have said that Nielsen was frustrated by what she saw as a lack of cooperation from Congress and the courts in tackling illegal immigration. President Trump has expressed frustration with the situation along the U.S. border with Mexico, where hundreds of thousands of migrants have tried to escape poverty and crime in Central America. A warning from Britain's prime minister to try to stop Brexit slipping from her grasp. On Saturday, Theresa May said the longer it takes to find a compromise deal with the opposition Labour Party, the less likely it is that the UK will leave the European Union at all. May and the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, have held 3 days of meetings to attempt to agree to a Brexit deal Parliament will say yes to. We get more from Reuters' Pascal Davies.
The Sunday Times newspaper reported the Prime Minister does have a plan to put a customs agreement with the EU in law, with the hope this softer approach would win over the Labour Party. This would likely enrage many of her Leave-supporting Conservatives. May will meet with the bloc at a summit on Wednesday and has asked Brussels to postpone Britain's departure until June 30th. But that depends on her showing a viable plan to secure an agreement on her deal, which British Parliament has rejected 3 times. And the Prime Minister is facing further pressure at home. The Observer newspaper reported that some of May's own party are trying to oust her within weeks. If the UK is forced to take part in May's European elections and is forced to extend its EU membership beyond June.
That is Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party is asking for a recount of votes in Istanbul after the ruling party lost last week's mayoral election. A recount in some districts in Ankara is already underway, and the ruling Justice and Development Party has asked for a full recount in Istanbul. There's an urgent appeal issued by the United Nations for a 2-hour truce in the suburbs of Tripoli to evacuate civilians and those wounded as forces loyal to military commander General Khalifa Haftar continue a push aimed at taking the capital. Edward Uranium reports for VOA from Cairo.
In villages across the densely populated country, neighbor turned on neighbor as men, women, and children were hacked to death, burned alive, clubbed, and shot. As many as 10,000 people were killed daily. 70% of the minority Tutsi population was wiped out, and over 10% of the total Rwandan population.
It is our generational duty to never forget what humankind is capable of. It is only by remembering that we can build a brighter future together.
The fighting ended in July 1994 when the Rwandan Patriotic Front, a Tutsi-led rebel movement led by Kagame, swept in from Uganda and seized control.
That is Reuters' Mia Warmersley reporting in the lead-up to the 25th genocide commemoration. Tensions mounting between Rwanda and Uganda. Rwanda accused Uganda of supporting groups opposed to the government. Uganda regrets or rejects those accusations. An American woman and her driver are said to be in good health and in safe hands after they'd been kidnapped by gunmen in a Ugandan national park. 56-year-old Kimberly Sue Endicott and her driver, Jean-Paul Marengue, are kidnapped by 4 gunmen near Wilderness Camp inside Queen Elizabeth National Park Tuesday evening. An elderly couple who were robbed but not taken alerted a park official to that abduction. The abduction happened in a section of the park which sits near the border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani has established a new leadership council comprising government officials, opposition politicians, and civil society representatives that will manage national peace efforts and put together an effective team of negotiators for possible talks with the Taliban insurgency. Addressing the inaugural meeting of what is named Leadership Council for Reconciliation, Ghani said he hopes the effort under the government umbrella would lead to ending the bloodshed in Afghanistan. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.